Good morning, everyone. I'm going to do a podcast about what I'm thinking about the draft lottery for next year. My boss brought it up that they're doing this thing for those teams that I guess are in the qualifying rounds. If they lose, they get access to the lottery for the top draft picks. You know, traditionally, top draft picks were for those teams that lost the most games. You had the worst season, you get the first draft pick as your consolation prize, if you will. I'll never use the word reward because I know every team and every sport is competitive. And I guarantee the last thing on their mind is they want to get the top draft pick. They want to win championships right away. So I think it's really nuts that they're using the qualifying rounds as an opportunity for the players that are going to be in the top draft have a chance to get in with those players. My thought is keep it the way it's supposed to be. You know, the top players, you know, get later draft picks. The top teams get later draft picks. The top players go to teams that need help. For example, the Detroit Red Wings got screwed this year in the way it's set up. According to the paper, they did. On paper, they did. But who knows? That's the beauty of draft picks. You could have a first round. You could have a fifth round. Draft picks can surprise you. Sometimes the very first draft picks in the history of the game turn out to be bombs. And then there's draft picks later down the road. Like, for example, for us, Jamie Benn was a very late draft pick for the Dallas Stars. And look what he's done in his production. And he has become our team captain, our leader. There's a lot of things that Jamie Benn has become, but he was a late draft pick. That's the beauty of the draft. There's a lot of gambling going on trying to figure out what the best pick is for you. But the way they have this set up, that the qualifiers are going to get dibs on those draft picks, I really don't agree with it. I mean, I read the articles, and I still think it should be the teams that don't play well get that consolation prize at the end. So that's my take on this whole, the qualifying teams get access to the first picks in the lottery for the draft. I don't think it's correct. Maybe they're trying to do something different. I don't know. But after this year of playoffs, the way it's set up, the bubble and the qualifying rounds and all the excitement that this year is bringing us, I'll be grateful next year to go back to what we know works and go back to our 82-game season, go back to what's familiar. This year will be a year of just something totally different. We'll be talking about it for the rest of our lives because none of us would have ever foreseen what happened. Anyway, this is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. I think that's what I'm going to add to these now because you know there's going to be more than just Dallas Stars hockey being talked about for the next few weeks as we're getting deeper and deeper into the playoffs. Obviously, today is the exhibition game for the Dallas Stars. After it's over, I will then address that when the game is done. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. This is Jeff, and please keep listening. This has been quite entertaining for me to do, and I hope that I've been entertaining for those that have listened. Thank you so much.